With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump has posthumously awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom to Charlie Kirk, who was fatally shot 1 month ago in Utah. The president praised Kirk as a fearless warrior for liberty and a beloved leader who galvanized the next generation. International Monetary Fund says it now expects the U.S. and global economies to grow more than previously forecast this year. Here's Bob Agnew.
The IMF says so far, President Trump's tariffs have proven to be far less disruptive than many forecasters feared, but it warns the full impact of those policies is still emerging. The IMF notes that President Trump continues to make new tariff threats and that only time will tell exactly how that will impact international trade. Bob Agnew reporting.
Correspondent Julie Walker reports on the latest comments from the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell on rate cuts.
Powell's comments Tuesday in a speech to the National Association of Business Economics suggests that the Fed will likely cut its key interest rate twice more this year.
Based on the data we do have, it's fair to say that the outlook for employment and inflation does not appear to have changed much since our September meeting.
That's when the Fed reduced its key rate for the first time this year. Powell also says although some important government data has been delayed due to the shutdown, they routinely review a wide variety of public and private sector data that have remained available. I'm Julie Walker.
Alaskan authorities are rushing to find housing for many people from tiny coastal villages devastated by the remnants of Typhoon Halong. At least one person is known to have died. A Florida judge has temporarily blocked the planned transfer of a prime downtown piece of land in Miami for President Trump's future presidential library. This is SRN News. A federal judge takes the side of a Virginia high school student.
A preliminary injunction has been granted to a boy at Stonebridge High School in Loudoun County who is facing suspension for complaining about the presence of a girl in the boy's locker room. The girl is living as a boy, and when she overheard the male student complaining, she turned him in, and he was charged with, quote, sexual harassment. Two other boys who complained have already been suspended. A lawsuit is proceeding in U.S. District Court. Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious freedom advocates are very unhappy the global community accepting the Taliban regime in Afghanistan. International Christian Concern says as the Taliban deepens its control and international attention wanes, many Afghans, especially from minority faiths, face an uncertain and perilous future. Sustained international pressure remains crucial to prevent Afghanistan from descending further into isolation. This is SRN News. National Football League turning to artificial intelligence to help manage player health.
The NFL has partnered with Amazon Web Services to use technology and AI to predict and prevent injuries. The digital athlete tool collects data from all 32 teams to help manage players' health. The tool has been available for 3 seasons and is praised for its comprehensive data. It helps teams adjust practice schedules and workloads to reduce injuries. While overall injuries have decreased, experts say it's hard to pinpoint a direct cause. The data also helps improve equipment like helmets to reduce concussions. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Senior advisor at the State Department accused by the Justice Department of printing out classified documents and storing more than 1,000 pages of sensitive government records in trash bags at home. More details at srnnews.com.